am so excited that Jason Michael Carroll is joining me on Afternoons with Amanda today. You know him from his hits Alyssa Lies, Where I'm From, Living Our Love Song, and so many more. Jason, thank you so much for being here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Of course. And we're going to dig into your new music, but I want to backtrack. Let's go back to when you made your debut on country radio. There were a lot of new artists on the scene. Carrie Underwood had just won American Idol. And you also had some more traditional country sounding guys like you, Blake Shelton, Daryl Worley, Jim Nichols. And here you come with Alyssa Lies. And suddenly you have the best first week sales by a male artist since Billy Ray Cyrus, and your album went to number one. What was that time like for you? You went from writing songs on Music Row to suddenly having hits and going out on big tours.
It was surreal. You know, the hits that we had on the radio once Alyssa Lies came out, we were pretty excited about it. But then to be able to capitalize on that with Living Our Love Song following that up, it was exciting. You know, it was kind of crazy because a lot of the artists in Nashville that I was working with, they've been there for 15 years, 10 to 15 years trying to make it. And I was there, I think I went in December or July of 2005, and we signed a record deal in December of 2005. So, yeah, it was kind of crazy that had happened that way.
It's a very, very quick rise. And the music business, it's a very demanding business. You have so many people who rely on you, so many people who want to kind of control every song, your image, every move you make. And ultimately, you decided you were going to part ways with your label, and since then, you've been doing things your way. Can you kind of talk about that decision to go to a more independent route?
Yeah, so it was a mutual parting. I actually asked Arista if I could leave. The details behind leaving were less than favorable, but we wound up. I'm very big into supporting the military and the military community. I was in the Marine Corps for 4 years, so wound up doing a radio show in Louisville, Kentucky. And when we got there, I was told it was a radio show for winners, which I'm totally okay with. But thank goodness I could talk to people. It turned out that the community had suffered a loss recently, so I wound up going and talking to the radio station, talking to the family that was there, and the loss was a soldier in Afghanistan had been deceased. So when I was going around talking to everybody, our current single at the time was a song called I Can Sleep When I'm Dead. And how bad would I have looked as an artist to go in and play a song like that for the family of the fallen soldier, which is who was there for the show. So I went to the label rep that day and said, please don't ever put me in that situation again. And I might have been a little more fiery about it than that. But that was kind of the beginning of the end for me at Arista. When Joe Galani was asked to step down, who was the guy who signed me to the record deal to begin with, Joe Galani is a very smart gentleman. You can look him up. He's done so much in the music industry. When he was asked to step down from Arista, the people coming up behind him were the people that put me in that situation to begin with. So that's actually why I asked to leave Arista.
In this day and age with technology, there is so many more opportunities. You have streaming, like there's social media. You can just jump on and you do all kinds of really cool live stuff for your fans. What advice would you give for anyone who's wanting to pursue a career in music?
You know, first of all, make sure that this is what you want to do. Music is not a easy road to follow, but it's definitely one that I thought was worth it, and that's why I put everything I've had into it. So I want to make sure that I've got the ability to make sure that I can record songs and put them out, and especially to today's climate with having so much access to social media and having such access to so many people, then that I would definitely say take advantage of that. Make sure you use that to your full potential. Post all the time. Write all the time. You know, there's really no end to what you can do with this stuff.
Very good advice. I am here with Jason Michael Carroll, and he has a brand new song that you're going to hear in a few minutes. But first, I want to talk about your songwriting. You have this way of creating such vivid stories and taking these personal moments and putting them to music. Your new single, Tell Me Your Name, is what country music is all about, real life. Tell us the inspiration behind this song.
So the song, Tell Me Your Name, is very personal to me. I've always written songs out of my own experiences. I told people this the other night. I could actually write party anthems and do that kind of stuff, and I have. And I I feel like I've written some good ones, but I'm not as connected to them as I am with songs that have a lot more meaning or a little bit deeper than what people are expecting. So with the song Tell Me Your Name, my wife's mom is battling Alzheimer's at a very early age for what Alzheimer's usually hits. She's 65 years old. We've been telling the doctors since she was 61 or 55 that she had it. And the doctors were arguing, no, she's too young. That's not what she's got. And we started noticing little things. Like she would write the names of the children she was babysitting on the rearview mirror of the car in Sharpie so that she remembered what she was doing in the car. And then it got to the point where, like, the local veterinarian in the small town that we live in would call the family and say, hey, your mom's here. She doesn't know why she's here. She doesn't have an appointment. And so we would go get her, and she'd make an excuse, well, you know, I was just walking around. But she had no clue why she was there. So it was little things like that that really took off, and now it's gotten to the point, it's progressed to the point where my wife's mom doesn't even remember her. We shot the music video for Tell Me Your Name about a week and a half ago, and we're looking through photo albums of her, her daughters, her husband, and her husband sitting beside her, and she didn't remember him. So, I mean, it's a horrible disease. It's something that has impacted our family. And when things like that are difficult to handle hit me personally, I don't know anything to do but to write a song about it.
Yes, and I think there's going to be a lot of people who are going to unfortunately relate to this song, but it's such a beautiful and moving song. And here it is, Tell Me Your Name, from Jason Michael Carroll on 101 Country WBDC.